Welcome to Lions Radio Network, where the show takes you on a roaring adventure with entertaining and stimulating topics focusing on entertainment, sports, business, world news, along with many other topics.
Whatever your interests are,
you will find them right here on Lions Radio Network.
The freedoms that Americans enjoy are not free and can be attributed to the dedicated service and the blood, sweat, and tears of many generations of our nation's military. The Military Hour is dedicated to the servicemen and women, veterans, and their families that have made the sacrifice to defend our Constitution and country. Military service is being part of something that is greater than yourself. General Joseph Dunford, 19th Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And now, it's the Military Hour with your host, Donna Lyon.
Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Our veterans put everything on the line to protect our freedom. We may never be able to repay them for their sacrifice, but we can show them just how much we appreciate all they've done. You can help by simply sharing your time, lending a warm smile, a supportive hand, or a sympathetic ear to someone who needs it. Everyone can do something to make veterans know just how much we appreciate their service. Please visit www.volunteer.va.gov. What will you do?
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Military Hour. I'm your host, Donna Lyons, coming to you live from Washington, D.C., right here on the Lyons Radio Network. We are now worldwide, and we have listeners in many countries across the globe. It is absolutely amazing. I mean, we're even in Russia and China, believe it or not. We are. We have listeners in India and Ireland and Italy, you name it, we're there. And so we're very proud of that. You can also find us on iHeartRadio. And if you're going to take a long drive somewhere and you want to download our podcast, we are on iTunes. Just look for Lyons Radio Network. Also, we are on pins and needles here in the district because of Game 7 of the World Series. And I just want to say, go Nats. We are so proud of you. And as a season ticket holder, I am. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to watch the game tonight. I might be a little too stressed out. It's just too crazy. But today I have a really cool guest. He's a friend of mine. His name is Richard Gaffney, and he's the co-founder of CAG Digital. And CAG Digital came about because of this election and him being very interested in getting involved after watching the mainstream media go after President Trump. So I want to go ahead and bring him on. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. I appreciate the opportunity.
I wanted to talk about, obviously you're hardcore President Trump, and there's many people out there that are, and there's some that aren't. So I want people to know that this is not a political show. This is about a business and something that Richard and his cousin truly believe in. So please no hate mail if you're not a Trump lover. Oh, my gosh. So, Richard, tell us about CAG Digital, what it is, and what CAG stands for, and why you developed it.
CAG Digital. CAG Digital, or CAG, stands for Keeping America Great. And what we want to do is kind of build upon the MAGA, making America great. I think we've gotten to that point. Now we want to keep it great. And the reason why we, wanted to start it was that, with the mainstream media and everybody bashing President Trump, we wanted to have an outlet where we can get something out there to help him promote his message. And that's the reason why we have on our products, we have a QR code so that if you purchase something, you'll get a QR code. And on that QR code, there's a video that you can download and you can watch, some of President Trump's speeches and things like that. So it's been good. Everything that we see with President Trump right now, like the mainstream media is the 90% negative on everything. I mean, he can't catch a break.
That's true.
I mean, even I read an article on that YouTube has taken off a guy's site that showed the wall because it's offensive and going to create protests and things like that. So they're taking all this stuff off of, you know, conservatives are getting taken off of everything. So.
Yeah, yeah, and that's true. So you and your cousin, whose name is Bill Gaffney, you came up with this company to keep awareness out there. And what more do you want to do with the company? I mean, like, first, what kind of products do you offer right now, and what direction is it going to take?
Yeah. Well, right now we're starting out with coffee mugs, and we have cards, and we do have magnets, refrigerator magnets. We're bringing those out, and each one has a QR code. Everything we do is has a theme. We have, American Patriot, where we have a video of President Trump's speech during the 4th of July. We have some things that are kind of current. We have party of impeachment. We've got a Democratic coup. We've kind of brought those along. So, you know, during this impeachment and the pictures we have on there, like a rogues gallery of people on there from the Democratic side that are just constantly bashing President Trump. And we wanted to bring that forward to kind of promote, you know, that we're here to help President Trump get through the impeachment.
Okay.
And then what we want to do, going forward, that's what we've started with. And we're currently working on designs for, you know, T-shirts and some hats and some other products. The thing we do is everything is a print on demand. We have other, you know, products that we could actually print to. We started out with the magnets and the mugs and the cards, but there are so many other things that we could print to that if somebody wanted a custom print, they could email us and tell us that they wanted printed on a water bottle or they wanted printed on a something that could be framed. So, I mean, there's a lot of things we could do for people.
So if somebody, I'm going to throw you off here. If somebody said, I want a picture of Hillary Clinton on a T-shirt, would that be a big no?
You know, we may just have to charge more, that's all.
So growing the business, now you are print on demand. I mean, I would love to see you guys go in the direction of veterans. Are you going to do anything? Because Veterans Day is coming up. Do you plan on doing anything for Veterans Day or in the near future for the military?
Yeah, we would really love to be. I mean, one of the things that we wanted to do was to work with, you know, coalition groups, charity groups, things like that to be able to, I mean, we could take their designs or their information and like a video or a picture or something like that, and we could take it and we could take it to our printers and we could have that printed on the mug. They could give us a video or some kind of a video that they wanted to put on the mug, and we could do that for them. Yeah, that's one of the things we really want to do, is give back a little bit and work with some coalitions, work with, you know, Folds of Honor or even the Vest or something like that. We would love to be able to do something like that.
See, I love that, and I think that companies like this can go a long way, because you're not only just focused on, and I want people to understand this, that, I mean, obviously you're a Trump supporter and you think he's been vilified, mm-hmm. and I have to agree with that in some sense. I mean, he does put his foot in his mm-hmm. mouth, and, you know, he carries that along, but he still has done some great things for this country, and he is the president of our country, so, I mean, we have to respect that and honor it. He was voted in. The direction, though, with the company is to actually touch other bases, not just all about Trump. This is about America, I would have to say,
right.
Correct?
Yeah, I mean that's why we said keeping America great instead of, you know, some of the other things we could do. We want to keep pushing forward, keep the conservative, conservative movement moving forward.
Right. And what are your thoughts, before I let you go, what are your thoughts on this impeachment thing?
Can I say it on it? No. I think it's terrible. It's a one-sided, that's why we have, you know, it's like the coup. They've come in and they decided that they were going to take him out. They basically said that from the day he got elected. And they've been pushing it hard. I mean, it's all one-sided. They haven't given the Republicans a chance to even go against it. They, all the information is being leaked out selectively. So you hear, you know, snippets of stuff, and you know, and then when you find out the details, it's like they don't have, there's no there. They just keep bringing out
right.
these things. So it's very disheartening that, you know, a duly elected president is going to get taken out by people that were just upset that they didn't win the election.
All right. My heart was a little broken when I saw this lieutenant colonel from the White House come out and speak. That's a little disheartening.
Yeah.
You know, here in America, when you're in the military, that's just like, I'm not sure. I don't think that guy's having a career at the White House any longer.
No, and to find out that he was, you know, he's pro Ukrainian, and so he just wants, you know, he wants it to be Ukrainian. He wants, you know, he wants the weapons to, you know, because he doesn't want the Russians getting in there. He wants Russia out. So he's pushing his agenda, and that's what all these career politicians are doing. They're pushing their agenda on our president, and he's supposed to be setting policy.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's
just amazing that the guy is from Ukraine. Yeah, it is. It's very tough. And, you know, it's sad that, you know, nowadays we are so divided politically. It's I've never seen anything like this in my life. And
it's very unfortunate. Nobody's working to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's crazy. And, you know, the good thing in our country, though, is that we have the freedom to make choices and decisions that go by our beliefs, and you know, we just live that day by day and hope that one day we can all sing Kumbaya, which we will never see happen in our lifetime.
Oh, at the rate we're going, it's going to be tough.
I know.
But I mean, hopefully we'll get there. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, it's very ugly out there right now. So tell everybody where the website is. How can they find you, and how do they order anything they want?
Well, right now it's cagdigital.com. They go on sites. We have right now we have our products listed on there. There's actually a video to show you exactly how you can scan the products and get the video. So you'll see that. We'll be doing promotions down the road. You know, because it is becoming the holiday season, so we'll be doing some promotions. But right now, just cagdigital.com is where you'll find it.
And it's kagdigital.com, people. So check it out. And if you have any requests, just send them to Richard or his cousin Bill, and they're willing to help you. And, I mean, there's a lot of stuff they can do. It doesn't have to be Trump, and it doesn't have to be anything like that. You can actually have them print stuff up for your businesses as well. Richard, I want to thank you so much, and I wish you the best on this project, you and your cousin, and good luck with it all.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and thanks for that.
You're welcome. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. Everyone, thanks for tuning in. Remember, America is great. Let's keep America great. One of the things we want to do is help companies like this that are doing wonderful things in the world and giving back. And that's what's so important is giving back. So check out CAG Digital, KAGDigital.com. Ask for Richard or Bill, and they will help you with whatever your wants and needs are with their company. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We will have a special Veterans Day show coming up. We will be announcing that. You can find us at LionsRadioNetwork.com. Lions Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio, Lions Radio Network on iHeartRadio and iTunes. We are now global, so we're looking forward to doing a lot greater shows, more shows, and having you join us. Have a great rest of your day, everyone.